You're listening to Beggarville Dairy Queen Big League Broadcasts on Country 106.
You sure are, and we are live here at the Wally Fadoon Arena. Jeff Digg along for the ride for our final Dairy Queen Big League broadcast of the season. We thank you so much for taking part. A big thank you to our great sponsors, including Dubuque Accounting. When the numbers just don't add up and all that crunching is giving you a headache, call Dubuque Accounting. They make it all make sense. Just a few minutes away from the start of period number three. And it looks like we are set and ready to go. Both teams taking to the ice here. Provost in the road whites with the blue and yellow trim. Wranglers in the home blacks with the red and white trim. And it has been all Provost in this one. 11-2 the score through two periods. Hat tricks already from Captain Kalen Brown and from Slade Heck. And if you're the Wranglers here, just want to win this third period, have a good effort. Just come out and see if you can't get a couple of goals here early and maybe start a comeback effort. Goaltender is taking their response. Jake Warwa between the pipes for the Wranglers in this one. On the other side, Talon Bloom. It's been quite the performance for Talon Bloom. 26 saves on 28 shots. And a couple of heart-stopping ones in there. Now we get ready for the third period. And our final Dairy Queen Big League broadcast. Remember to stick around during the post-game show. We'll name our Country 106 Player of the Game. And that player will receive a free medium coupon, a free medium Blizzard coupon from our friends at Dairy Queen. Right off the draw here, pushed back into the Wrangler's zone. They will spit it out to center. Smith gets on it here for Provost. Cuts wide, comes in, takes the shot, scores! 19 seconds into the period. That one just taken from center. In and just a snipe of a shot from a sharp angle. A lot of credit there to Lawson Smith. That was an impressive shot. And with that, it's now a 10-goal cushion for Provost. Now we have Lawrence taking the puck up over the blue line, putting it into the corner. Some physicality here from both teams now coming out trying to get a shot off. It rolls to the front instead, taken there by Bloom. This is Owen Bloom. Skates it up the ice into the zone. Puck taken away here behind the Wranglers. Moving with it is Kosak. Kosak gets in, lets his shot go off the glove hand of Bloom. Second chance, stopped as well. That was Lawrence getting the opportunity. Talon Bloom with two more big saves. Now up the ice with a Kipton Ganser. One goal already in this one. Cutting wide, going down low. Around, takes the shot. That one goes wide. And now sent down the ice. Race to this puck, but it will be the Blades who get to it first in their own zone. Now they'll dish this one out into neutral ice. Push it forward into Vagreville territory. There's a shot that's going to go wide of the net. Into the corner as both teams dig away for this one. Now shot around to the far side boards. To the point kept in by Parker. Only for a moment. It's flipped out of the zone by Morrow. Blades back on it in neutral ice. Schumacher carries this one over. Back to the point for Dahlin. Nolan Wines fires, and that one kicked aside by Warla. On the other side here, Provost trying to get a shot towards the net. Instead, the puck forced down low. It does pop out. There's a shot stopped by Warwa again. Dolan with it at the point. Puck taken away by Olenek, and Olenek sends one ahead. Hamiluk gets it under control. Now pressed into the boards and stripped of the puck by Schumacher. Schumacher headed up over the line. Now drops it off, and this is Brown. Brown just has it poked off his stick, but it goes right to Schumacher. Wind up, and that shot blocked in front. Into the corner it goes. Brown back for Schumacher. Another shot knifed away there by Warwa. Again played around the boards. Blades to the point for Ganser. Ganser's shot's going to go wide. On the far side. Picked up and shot towards Warwa. He drops it, and it's shoveled home by Hudson Ward Schumacher. That one there makes it 13-2. And there's just a shot on goal that was originally gloved by Warwa, but he couldn't hold on to it. Falls out of the glove. Right toward Schumacher. And that is going to be goal number 9 on the season for them. Puck sent right back into the Vegreville zone. As now has moved off to Lawrence. Lawrence looking for a long pass. Ends up getting intercepted by Kipton Ganser. Dumps that one into the zone. Wrangler's trying to clear now. And they will here. This is Lawrence. Lawrence up over the blue line. Lost the handle on it. Gets it back. Takes the shot, and that one off the side of the net. Trying to get another shot towards the front. Goes all the way back to the point. Lockhart laid down low. Both teams converge on it, but it is the Blades who emerge. Dump that one down the ice. And Bloom on it in the offensive zone corner here. Steps out top of the circle. Doing a good job to hold on to this puck. Now going to cough it up. Wrangler is just going to dump that one into the zone. Now the Blades will clear again. Brown down the ice. Stopped there by Gabelhaus. Played to Pipke. Pipke starting out of their own zone. Makes the pass to the middle. Finds Mayaz Kashir. Tries to dangle his way through defense. Not going to quite happen that way. And Lawrence gets it back to Mayaz. Nice little move. They get it back to the front, and that one just kept out. Lawrence back for Morrow in the corner. Lays back to the point. There's a backhand chance that goes into the corner. We are going to get a whistle and a hooking call from one of our officials. It's going to be Hudson Ward Schumacher. Face off one here to Gabelhaus. Long shot into the glove hand of Bloom. And Bloom's glove hand has caught a couple of what looked like sure goals in this one. Wranglers win the draw, put it into the corner. And they try to throw one to the front. They score! On the power play. Wrangler's going to get one here. And that one there looks like it comes off the stick of Igor Mayaz Kashir. As they tried to center it, and it's going to bounce off the defender in front and get underneath the goalie. Another long shot in there. Just rolls to Warwa, who will cover it up. This goal here coming at 6:10. Or Igor Mayaz Kashir. And that's going to be goal number 32 on the season. Now again, Blades with the puck in the offensive zone. Using great teamwork here. Going to be taken away here by Mayaz Kashir. He's going to skate this one and now pass it out to Pipke. Pipke knocks it back down the ice. Provost back to get it in their own zone. Tried an outlet pass, but that one going to be broken up. And the Wranglers back on it. We get a whistle and a slashing call as Mayaz Kashir was involved in the middle of this. Is he the guilty party? Looks like it, and that means another power play for the visitors from Provost. Already 1-for-4 with the man advantage. 12:48 to go in this one. Off the faceoff, one back by Vegreville. Trying to get this one out of the zone. They will get it past Ganser out to center. Now trying to follow and finish the play is Bodner Chuck. He will get it in deep. And now the Blades get it up to right in front of the penalty box area. Wranglers trying to wrestle that puck free. They do play it along the boards where it's stopped, moved across, shot blocked. Now another shot blocked and fed out of the zone by Olenek. Now gets that one ahead to Olenek, who's up over the line, drops it off for Bodnarchuk. There's a shot. That goes wide. Here comes Ganser with it over the line. Long pass across. There's the shot, and that one off the glove hand and in. Tough one there for Warawa. And that is going to be another goal for the captain, Kalen Brown. Comes here at the 8:28 mark. Goal number 30 on the season. And now as the Blades carry it back over the line, the score 14-3 for Provost. They get it deep in the Wrangler zone. It's going to be taken away. A lot of speed here as they try to center one, but it's going to be broken up. Back to the point. There's a shot knocked down in front. Back on it again. Here's Lawrence. Couldn't get it into the shooting position before the puck taken away. All the way down the ice. Again, the Blues try to set it up, get it to Dahlin. Off the end boards where it's just taken by the Wranglers. Flipped off the boards and out to center. Back in over the line with it was Bloom, taken away by Hameluk to LaFrance. And LaFrance stripped of the puck. Back ahead for Bloom. Again, pushed back into the Wrangler zone. Morrow skates it out. Barrels his way into the zone, but now loses the puck. Bloom picking it up. He's just going to drop this one off for Brown. Brown stripped of the puck as he crossed the blue line. And now over the line with it here. Wranglers lose possession. Blades down the other way. Over the line. Lose the puck in the corner. Wranglers content to play this one. And they do have it hop over the stick of the man at the line. Chasing in is Lawrence. But not going to get to this one. And now it's dumped in from center, so they're offside. This will allow a shot to be dumped right in. And again, the Wranglers start out. Up over center, Igor Mayoz-Kashir. He's forced into the corner, still holding the puck, though. From behind the net, tries for a nifty little slide jam. Not going to happen. Puck comes out. Another shot, that one wide. Kosak gets it. Another shot, snagged out of the air and held on to by Bloom. So that latest goal from Provost. Second of the game for Hudson Ward Schumacher. Now off the faceoff. Blades trying to get it out of their own zone, but it comes free for Bodner. Chuck moving towards the net. He'll take it in behind. Swings it to the front, and they just can't get the shot off. Back to the point. Lawrence just going to wind up. And that one ends up in the corner with both teams digging away at it. Coming in to get some help is Bodner. Chuck. Bodnarchuk stripped of the puck. And watch out. Here comes Provost again. Bloom up over the line. Tries to cut his way to the front. He gets knocked down. 7.5 minutes to play here. Now sent back out to center. Where it's turned around and just dumped back into the Wrangler zone. They will flip it to center ice. Into Blades territory. Blade skated up over center. Bloom gives to Heck. Heck has it knocked away. Still loose in the slot area, though, and it will be the Wranglers who find it. Play one off the boards and get it to Olenek. Olenek crosses the line. Nice little dish off. And there's a shot through on the netminder, but again, Bloom holds true. Now played off the board, stopped at the blue line. The Wrangler is still in possession, let a shot go. That hits the skate, skews into the corner. And back around we go. This one cleared all the way down the ice by Provost, but it will be an icing call. 6:23 left to go in this one. 14-3 is the score. Provost leading this one. Face off. One back to the point. Kept alive by the Wranglers, but only for a moment before it set the length of the ice right in on the netminder, so no icing. Now caught up in the corner. Both teams trying to get a stick on this one. It's sent around the boards to the near side corner. Back to the point. Ganser has some room. He'll wind up, take a shot. That's deflected just wide. On the other side, they try to jam it in, and sliding into the net to make a save there. Wow. Was the Wrangler defender, Dallin Lockhart, just came sliding in as Warwell was down on the other side, but in doing so, slid into the post and knocked it off its moorings. And so we'll get another face-off. And now the Wranglers trying to get it out of their own zone here. Have the opportunity to do just that with Elijah Kosak. This one gets pinned up against the boards. Kosak coming in to poke it free. Now Hamiluk gives it a sweep, trying to get it away from Kalen Brown. But Brown will flip it right back into Vegreville territory. They'll send one down the ice. Provost back into their own zone. Around the boards. And up ahead for Kalen Brown. Brown trying to move on Lockhart. Gets over the blue line, makes the nice pass. They can't get the shot off, though. Kosak with some tough defense. And the Wranglers will find it. Morrow pushes one ahead, and now it's a race to a loose puck. It's the Wranglers who get it. Take a shot, and that one goes wide. Around to the far side. Picked up there by Hamiluk. Trying to go back to the point. Can't quite get it there as both teams dig for it. Now sent down the ice by the Blades. LaFrance up over the blue line. Puts it in deep. Tries to catch up to it here, but the Blades providing too much pressure, and it'll be Daxton Dallin who comes away with it. Plays one off the boards, and they will get that as far as the blue line, not out. Get a second chance. But again, hemmed in here by the Wranglers, and now we have one of the Wranglers. I believe that's Burton Lawrence get shoved down. And there's a penalty on Parker. And that one's going to be a cross check. Face off to come. As a power play chance. Once again here for Vegreville. They try to take a shot. That one blocked. Clearing attempt stopped by Gablehaus. Another clearing attempt. That one stopped by Charlie Olenek. And now the third time's the charm. It's going to be sent the length of the ice. And they're back on it looking for more. But this one will be taken away by the Wranglers. Gablehaus sends it the length of the ice. Into the zone it goes. It's slapped back out to center. A little bit of a tip on it here, and this will allow Watson Klein to beat his man to the puck. And we got a whistle as this one's going to be held onto by Warwa. Our broadcast this season brought to you in part by Stealth Bin Products. That not only sell bins, they also deliver, install, customize, and repair your grain handling system. See what they can do for your farming operation at stealthbinproducts.com. Off the draw, one but too vigorously. It comes all the way out of the zone here for Provost. Into the final minute. Bloom coming to the middle of the ice looking for a shot, but it's going to be knocked off his stick. They spot Ganser. Ganser with another shot, scooped out of the air by the netminder Warwa. And time ticking away in this one with 40 seconds left. Face off to the left of Warwa. Pushed forward here by the Wranglers. Igor Mayoz-Kashir got it out to center. Now it's pushed right back in by Ganser, but pushed in offside. 19 seconds to go in this one. And right off the faceoff, going to stay caught up in the circle. Now pushed back and dumped off the boards. Horn's going to sound. This one complete at the Wally Fadoon Arena. Big win for the visiting Provost Blades as they can celebrate a 14-3 victory over the Vegreville Wranglers. And now the two teams meeting up for the handshakes. A tough afternoon here for the Wranglers as they fall 14-3. The final shots on goal in that period, 7 by Vegreville, so they finish with 35. Pardon me, 4 by Vegreville. They will finish with 32. And on the other side was 7 for a game total of 35. On the power play in that period, Vegreville 1-for-2, so they finished the night 1-for-5. On the other side, 0-for-1 was Provost, so they finished 1-for-5 as well. A tough loss here for Vegreville, but that will wrap up the 2023-2024 season for our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast. And a big thank you to all of our sponsors, Volton Electric, J&S Moving Limited, N. Cuban Landry, Stealth Bin Products, Dubuque Accounting, Envy Boutique, Nutrient Ag Solutions, and of course our friends at Vegreville Dairy Queen, where the Oreo Hot Cocoa Blizzard is now available. Make sure you grab yours. Enjoy Oreo cookie pieces, cocoa fudge, and choco chunks, blended with DQ's famous vanilla soft serve to blizzard perfection and garnished with a whipped topping. And as part of our post-game show, we have a free medium blizzard coupon to give away to the Vegreville player of the game. And there were a couple this one could have gone to, but I think the player who impressed me most just with hard work, great effort, grit all throughout this game is going to be Broden Lawrence, number 19, Broden Lawrence. So Broden is going to win our player of the game. Congratulations, Broden, and enjoy your blizzard. But that will do it for us here from the Wally Fadoon Arena. But only for now, make sure you join us tonight as well. We'll be back at 8 p.m. for Junior B action with the Northeastern Alberta Junior B Hockey League. Regular season finale for the Vegreville Rangers against the Lloydminster Bandits. That is coming up again, an 8 o'clock puck drop. We will be back for that. But that does it for our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast. Thank you again for listening, and thank you to all our great sponsors. Have yourself a fantastic Saturday.